Mzwanele Manyi here from the Jacob Zuma Foundation. Yes, I can confirm that the foundation has issued a statement on behalf of its patron to articulate the position as regards the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. As one of the elders in the movement who has devoted his whole life to the liberation of the people of South Africa and a committed member of the African National Congress, His Excellency President Zuma felt it would be remiss of him not to exercise his constitutionally enshrined freedom of expression and share his thoughts on the developments in Russia and Ukraine conflict. Our patron says that the current impasse between Russia and Ukraine must be seen within the context of, in the main, dynamics in the balance of forces on a global scale. This impasse has by default also exposed the hypocrisy of what has become the conventional wisdom, which always favors the Western forces, including their bullying tendencies and their insatiable appetite to dominate others while clandestinely furthering their own agendas and interests. Countries like Russia and China, thanks to their strong political and economic independence, have managed to defend their territories from these Western bullies and must be applauded. His Excellency President Vladimir Putin has been very patient with the Western forces. He has been crystal clear about his opposition of the Eastern expansion of North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, into Ukraine, among other areas, and is on record about the military threat posed to Russia by the presence of these forces, if allowed to be on his doorstep. Surely, in terms of efforts to achieving world peace, the sovereignty of Ukraine and on all the democratic dictates cannot mean allowing NATO to establish presence on its real estate, thus establishing an untenable security risk to Russia. Ukraine and Russia are separated only by a line on the map and not by the Baltic Sea. Why is this complicated to understand? If forces globally known to be hostile to the United States of America were known to be establishing presence of any sort in any of the adjacent territories within the USA, the USA would certainly act in a manner that it believes would neutralize such a perceived threat. In reality, the USA has not only acted to the countries around its borders, but it has moved around the whole world to deal with what it has considered as threats to its national security. There are clear examples of such invasions by NATO forces in the Middle East as well as in Africa. With the above in mind, it looks justifiable that Russia felt provoked. It is, however, quite fortunate that His Excellency President Vladimir Putin, unlike other small countries, has the capacity in Russia to respond to security threats in line with the prescripts that are applicable to his country. His actions, whereas justifiable, are still a far cry as compared with what other big powers have done when faced with such a situation. Some Western powers have invaded a number of small countries in the world, for example, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, to name but a few. These glaring examples of interference have left those countries in ruins. The Western countries and their acolytes, support of Ukraine under the guise of defending the sovereignty and democracy of Ukraine is in fact a selfish act to further their own interests at the expense of innocent lives and property in Ukraine. Recently, there was a disguised attack on some member countries of BRICS. In Brazil, a progressive government under Her Excellency former President Dilma Rousseff was brought down under nefarious accusations of corruption. Her comrade, His Excellency former President Lula da Silva, was accused of corruption. He was arrested and convicted. Later, he was released after it was discovered that the charges were all concocted. In whose interest was this done? In South Africa, His Excellency President Zuma was removed from office before he finished his term by the Western forces using their forces that they are in control of within some structures of our government and some they control in the ruling party. He was subsequently unlawfully arrested, as confirmed by no less than 2 constitutional court judges on the 7th of July 2021, incarcerated without a trial by the constitutional court, denied a right to appeal both the judgment and the sentence. To date, there is currently no case number, no docket, and thus the rights of His Excellency President Zuma were grossly violated. In whose interest was this done? In India, the Indian National Congress Party, which has widespread roots in the country, lost elections somehow. In China, China was attacked by the credit rating agencies, but fortunately, China's economic power is too big and successful that the rating agencies failed to dent the Chinese economy and its standing globally. China continues to be a force to be reckoned with. Russia, a BRICS member country, is now in the crosshairs of the bullies. Ukraine is being used basically as a front so that Russia can be brought to its knees through unjustifiable sanctions. These facts, as articulated, are important to be taken into account when the current impasse between Russia and Ukraine is being discussed and analyzed. It is clear that without the insistence of Western powers behind Ukraine, the impasse between Russia and Ukraine could be resolved quickly and amicably. We all need peace in this world, therefore would like to urge all those involved to bring peace as swiftly as possible so that lives can be saved. His Excellency President Zuma is hopeful that the initiatives to have peace talks between the two countries will succeed. President Zuma said, by quote, "I am certain that His Excellency President Vladimir Putin will reciprocate and will bring all in his power to make peace a reality, as I know him to be a man of peace who has worked hard to ensure peace and stability in the globe. Let there be peace between Russia and Ukraine."